Welcome to Masechet Shavuos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 1, Mishnah 3. The Mishnah begins and says, Ein ba yediyah b'tchila. That means, let's say a fellow didn't even know that he became tamei. He touched a dead charetz, a dead bug, and he had no idea that he touched it. Aval yesh ba yediyah b'saif. But after he ate a karban, or he came into the Beis HaMikdash, somebody told him, you know something? I saw you touching a bug. How are you able to do that? Says the Mishnah, what does he do? Sa'ir hanasa b'chutz. The sa'ir, the special carbon that was brought on Yom Kippur during the Musaf service, and was brought on the outside mizbeach, the copper mizbeach that was in the court of the Beis HaMikdash, v'yom HaKippurim, and the holiness of Yom Kippur together, mechaper. That atones for this sin. Shenemar, because it says in the pasuk, milvad chatas HaKippurim, in addition, besides for just the sin, the chatas HaKippurim, in other words, in addition to the special carbon that was brought inside, there was an additional pasuk that was carbon that was brought outside, says the Mishnah, what this one atones for, this one atones for. Mahapnimi, just like the carbon that was brought inside any mechaper al davar sheyesh b'yadiyah, that only atones for something where a person knew initially that he became tamei, as we saw in the previous Mishnah. Af hachitzain, so too the carbon that was brought outside in the courtyard in mechaper al davar sheyesh b'yadiyah, that also only atones for someone that has the idea that knows, but not in the beginning. He didn't know he was tamei. He only finds out at the end, and that's mechaper with the fellow together with Yom HaKippur. Let's see Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah continues. Val sheim ba yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'saif. Let's say a person came to the Beis HaMikdash tamei, or they ate karbanos and they had no knowledge about it, not in the beginning. That means to say, no, they became tamei. And even at the end, they never found out that they were tamei. So that such a person did a sin, he doesn't know about it. Says the Mishnah, Se'irei Regalim, the special karbanos chatas that were brought on Musaf each and every yontif, Se'irei Rosh Chodeshim, and the special Musaf karban chatas that was brought on Rosh Chodesh, Mechaprim, those atone for the sin that's unknown. David Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, Seir harigal mechaprin, avalai seir rosh chodeshim. Indeed, the karbanos of Yantif, the special sacrifice, the chata sacrifice of Musaf, that atones, but not those that were brought on Rosh Chodesh. If so, v'amal seir rosh chodeshim mechaprin. So what were the karbanos of Rosh Chodesh mechaprin for? What did they atone for? Alatar sh'achol esatame. If a fellow that was pure, he was tar, he mistakenly ate a karban that had become tummy. The karban had become tummy. Rameir says, Kol asa'irim, every karban that's brought for Musaf, whether the karbanos of Rosh Chodesh or the Yomim Tovim, or even the one that was done on the outside of Mizbeach on Yom Kippur, kaparasan shaveh, they are all atoned, al tumas miktav v'kadoshav, an impurity of the Beis HaMikdash and karbanos. Whether a person knew about it initially, whether he knew about it at the end, whether he didn't know at all, whether it was a tahardic person that ate tamei meat, it's kaper. All these karbanos are mischaper for all these sins. Reb Shimon actually used to say, the karbanos of Rosh Chodesh mechaper na latar shachol asatame. That atones for a pure person that eats meat that's tamei. V'shal regalim, those that were brought on Musaf on Yontif mechaper na shein bo yediyah lo b'tchila lo b'saif. Those atone for a person that didn't have any knowledge that he was tamei, or that he ate tamei, or that he came to Beis HaMikdash tamei, not in the beginning and not in the end. V'shal Yom HaKippurim, and the special carbon that was brought at Musaf on Yom Kippur, mechaper al she'ein ba yediyah b'tchila, aval yesh bo yediyah b'saif. It atones for when a person didn't know initially that he was tamei, as we saw previously, aval yesh bo yediyah b'saif, but the fellow did find out at the end that he did. What would happen if, let's say, they lost the carbon that they had separated from Yom Kippur from Musaf? They had to bring a different one, and then they found it on Yontif for Rosh Chodesh. Could they use that same carbon for the Musaf of Yontif Rosh Chodesh? Amalem Sreb Shimon said to the Chacham, Yikarvu. Sure, they could use it. Amalele said to him, according to your opinion, Helvein Kaparasan Shavin, you just said that they atone for different things. Hech Kraven Zebazeh. How could he use one carbon of Musaf of Yom Kippur for Rosh Chodesh or for Yontif? Amalehen Sreb Shimon said to the Chacham, Kulam Boin Lechapra Tumas Mikdash Vikadashav. All these karbanas come to atone on something to do with a tamei person in the Beis HaMikdash, someone that ate karban that was tamei. Since they're all in the same genre, the genre of tuma and kedusha and holiness, therefore one could atone for the other. Wishing you a fantastic Erev Shabbos and a wonderful Shabbos Kodesh.